two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos this week. It is 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
A good drive on I-15 along the Wasatch Front. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
All homes in the Pack Creek community near Moab are being evacuated. Utah Wildfire Info reports the Pack Creek fire just south of Moab is now at 400 acres and 0% contained. They say structures are threatened and one is destroyed. Officials now say that the fire was human-caused by an unattended campfire. Utah now has six wildfires burning throughout the state. The Binion Fire is over 1,300 acres. The Bear Fire is over 5,300 acres with zero containment. There is some improvement, though, on the East Canyon Fire with 45% containment and 300 acres burned. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Biden is meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Cornwall, England today.
This is the first time that President Biden is meeting Boris Johnson, the two coming face-to-face today, and it's been more than 400 days since a U.S. president has been on foreign soil. So he's kicking off this trip, and we're going to expect a lot of messaging from the president that America is back and that America is bouncing back from the pandemic.
ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with the president. The president spoke just minutes ago in England about his first meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Here's part of what he said.
We've had a good first full day here in the UK. Prime Minister Johnson and I had a very productive meeting. We discharged and discussed a broad range of issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States are working in very close cooperation. We affirmed the special relationship, as is not said lightly, the special relationship between our people. And we renewed our commitment to defending the enduring democratic values that both our nations share.
We're continuing to monitor the president's remarks. He'll also announce a plan for the U.S. to buy 500 million Pfizer COVID vaccines to give to poorer countries. Officials responding to an incident in Salt Lake earlier today with Pioneer Park. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with the latest. Paul?
And Lindsay, yes, large portions of the park still have the yellow tape around it. Several different police agencies keeping the people out of the crime scene. But investigators say they were called to Pioneer Park after a report of a stabbing. And when the officers arrived, they say a man who had a knife near him became aggressive. And after a short time, shots were fired. That man has since died. But people who heard the exchange say that they heard three shots. The whole thing lasted less than a minute. The woman who was stabbed was taken to the hospital in critical condition, but police are not saying if the man who was shot is the stabber. We are expecting a press conference with police around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And other national stories KSL is following. FBI Director Christopher Wray is back on Capitol Hill today. He's answering questions on what could have been done to prevent the January 6th Capitol attack. Wray says violence in all forms is on the rise this year and that 36 officers have been shot and killed since January.
That's far surpassing the number by this time last year. To put that in perspective, that's almost two law enforcement officers shot and killed every week.
In his opening statement, Ray also told lawmakers that threats of violence are a top concern. Inflation has been heating up this year, and new data this morning suggests that is now red hot. ABC's Jim Ryan with a look at the latest numbers.
At 5%, the Labor Department's Core Consumer Price Index has shown its biggest year-over-year jump since 2008. Prices for just about everything were only temporary. But today's CPI suggests that the recovery from COVID lockdowns may take a little longer. The question is, will the Federal Reserve respond by raising interest rates? Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Northern California's biggest county is declaring a water shortage emergency as the drought situation gets worse in the west.
In Santa Clara County, home to 2 million residents, the largest water provider declaring a water emergency, calling on cities to mandate water usage be lowered by 15%. Gary Kremen is a Valley Water Board vice chair.
Being proactive now today can help us for next year, which is can be extraordinarily grim.
Nobody knows what next year will bring, but this year, with less snowpack in the Sierra Nevada and Rocky Mountains, much of the West is facing a dire summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, how 3D printing is now impacting home building, and a look at your noontime drive.
We have a very good drive in progress, north and southbound I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Highway 6 still closed in Spanish Fork Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
A plea from Governor Spencer Cox.
Hoping to make it easier for parents.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Listen close. See if you get it.
Mornings and afternoons. On KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion.
For news.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. It could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 6/13/21. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge requires Comcast Business Internet. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Welcome back. Recapping our top story this hour. Police are still working to understand what happened at Pioneer Park in Salt Lake this morning. Police were called to the park after reports of a stabbing.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
Utah Jazz player Mike Connolly will be out for Game 2 against the Clippers tonight. The Deseret News is reporting the All-Star guard was ruled out for playing tonight because of a right hamstring. History is getting printed in Tempe, Arizona right now, ABC's Ali Ventar reports.
Habitat for Humanity is building the first 3D printed home in the country right around the corner from Arizona State University. And it's an affordable housing unit.
Be it completed in the fall is going to be an 1,800 square foot livable home. We have a family that's qualified for our program.
Deborah Bradley leads the project. She describes how a printer is building the house.
It's like extrudes concrete, builds walls, kind of like icing a cake with a piping bag.
The project was brought forward by two ASU graduates. Their goal is to bring a solution to the affordable housing crisis to build quickly, economically, and with less waste. Allie Vetner, ABC News, Phoenix.
And one more story on the Jazz tonight. Rudy Gobert is once again named Defensive Player of the Year for the third time in 4 years. He says he couldn't do it without his team.
I'm just grateful to be able to be surrounded with people that push me every day to be the best I can be and to keep getting better every single day.
Gobert leads the NBA with 3 blocks per game in the playoffs. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Getting a look at our noontime drive now. Here's Ricky Meese.
Overall, a pretty quiet start to our Thursday noontime drive on the Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries. In fact, I-15 looks good in both directions, and that's really between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. But it's Highway 6 where we still have issues. It remains closed in both directions due to the wildfire, and it's closed for about a 9-mile stretch between mile markers 221 and 230. You have to plan on using the Emma Park Road Highway 191 detour that is in place. But if you're going to take that detour, so be aware of that. Currently, we still have no estimated time as to when Highway 6 will reopen. Your home has been your sanctuary. This summer, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers to brighten your world at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at our 7-day forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy skies, wind still picking up here, shifting out of the northwest, and it's cooling down. High temperature only 76, tomorrow 82 in the sunshine. After a cool start, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, it's nice out there right now, 66 degrees, but there is some wind. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a new record for Lake Mead. It's historically low with the drought. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Restaurant Depot in Salt Lake City is a wholesale food distributor to the food service industry with 42 current job openings. Many positions do not require background checks. Restaurant Depot offers competitive wages, various shifts, and opportunities to advance. You can find these jobs and more at the Department of Workforce Services. Create an account at jobs.utah.gov to learn more and apply.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity. HR that makes a difference.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Pioneer Park. Police say it happened after they were called to investigate a stabbing. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, officials now say a fire burning near Moab was human-caused by an unattended campfire. Evacuations in the Pack Creek area are still in place today. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be Highway 6 is currently closed both directions. At the Emma Park Road Junction to about the Highway 191 Junction, you got to either delay your travel time or add extra travel time in order to take this detour. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today and windy and high of 76. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 66 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden speaking in Cornwall, England, after meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He announced the two leaders are reinforcing the country's historic alliance by modernizing the Atlantic Charter, first drafted in 1941.
Today, we build on that commitment with a revitalized Atlantic Charter, updated to reaffirm that promise while speaking directly to the key challenges of this century. Cybersecurity, emerging technologies, global health, and climate change.
The president also pledging what he calls supercharging the battle against the pandemic, formally announcing the U.S. buying a half a billion doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to the world's COVAX program. No strings or concessions attached, he says, for countries in need.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against global COVID-19. Just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
The goals come a day ahead of the G7 summit, where global leaders will meet to discuss the pandemic, economic recovery, and security. Jobless claims dipping to another pandemic low in the U.S., but still historically high. 376,000 Americans filed for first-time claims last week. Millions remain out of work. Another figure raising concerns over inflation.
At 5%, the Labor Department's Core Consumer Price Index has shown its biggest year-over-year jump since 2008. Economists and Wall Street investors have been hoping that surging prices for just about everything were only temporary. But today's CPI suggests that the recovery from COVID lockdowns may take a little longer. The question is, will the Federal Reserve respond by raising interest rates? Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers holding another round of talks on infrastructure, looking for common ground. Sticking points remain for Republicans opposing tax hikes to pay for the bill. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Some people are calling the extra dry conditions in the western half of the U.S. a mega drought. ABC's Matt Gutman takes us to Lake Mead, where the water levels have reached an all-time low.
This morning, that disastrous milestone at Lake Mead. Miles of abandoned beaches, docks high and dry, the lake's lowest level ever.
Over the past two decades, the water level here at Lake Mead has decreased by 130 feet. That's basically a 13-story building.
Lake Mead is part of the Colorado River system, which provides water to some 40 million people in seven states. It's now at just 37% capacity. It's one of the casualties of the mega drought suffocating the Southwest, cumulatively an area larger than the state of Texas. Today, nearly 300,000 square miles in exceptional drought. Also at near critical levels, Lake Oroville and Folsom Lake in California. But Lake Mead hit the hardest.
How do you feel about that? I mean, having worked here and been here for two decades.
I never thought I'd see it. I'll see it tomorrow.
Image from 20 years ago showing Lake Mead lapping up near the top of the Hoover Dam. Now it is so low, it has affected the output of the dam's hydroelectric plant. Farmers suffering the worst of it.
We have a field that is not planted. It has no water. We'll plant nothing. You'll see no crops there.
California facing its worst fire season on record last year. And as the summer months evaporate more water, federal officials warn the crisis will worsen. But they say they're prepared. And it's not hopeless.
How concerned should viewers be?
It just means water conservation. Everyone needs to conserve water as best they can.
And Ricky, I back here at home, I was at Sugar House Park over the weekend, and even the little stream there that flows into the pond is not a stream anymore. It's just puddles. Oh. It's really hard to watch these water levels be so low, even here at home.
Yeah, it is difficult. And, you know, it's hard. You have to be mindful to think about, okay, how can I actually cut back on water, and at what point?
Yeah, you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Now, Ricky, with traffic.
We do have a new accident. It's in West Valley City. This crash is at 3500 South, 4800 West. But Salt Lake County freeways looking really good right now. No accidents or delays. That does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Again, for drivers between Utah and Carbon counties, Highway 6 still closed due to the wildfire. There is a detour in place between Emma Park Road and the Highway 191 junction. That's going to put you several miles out of the way, but it's about your only option if you can't delay your travel time. It's also going to add anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes extra to your normal travel time. So plan on that if you still have to travel that stretch. But again, no estimated time as to when Highway 6 will reopen. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Still a windy day out there, but temperatures in the mid-70s. That's going to be it for the high. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Mostly sunny after a chilly start. We're up to 82 degrees. And then mostly sunny, 92. The high on Saturday. It's going to climb after that. 98 on Sunday, mostly sunny. 100 on Monday, mostly sunny skies. 101 on Tuesday, the hottest yet. And partly cloudy, 100 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 66 degrees. Enjoy these cooler days. Coming up, a full check of your money news.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get: a free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
It's time to relax and get away. Fly on over to Box Elder County. Spring is the perfect time to visit Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Enjoy the sights and sounds of thousands of birds from the 12-mile auto tour loop, or take a stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh meander trails. Take a step back in time at Golden Spike National Historical Park and experience the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad. Stand on the very spot where the Golden Spike was driven, uniting our nation and changing our world. Enjoy your journey with amazing family fun activities, including boating and fishing, beautiful campgrounds, and peaceful walking trails at Willard Bay State Park. Afterwards, head downtown for a bite to eat at one of their local restaurants and visit the shops along Main Street, then unwind after a full day of fun at one of their comfortable hotels.
It's time to get away and relax in Box Elder County. Check out all the great options at boxelder.org.
In partnership with the Utah Office of Tourism.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Tom is a 45-year-old father of three who had excruciating pain and burning in his feet. He was starting to shuffle when he walked and was relying on a cane for balance. Tom was on his feet all day for work, and the pain was unbearable by the end of the day. The pain kept him up most nights, so he relied on medication to fall asleep. But after just two neuropathy treatments, Tom was finally able to sleep through the night without medication. And after 3 weeks, he was back hiking with his family, chasing his kids around, and working all day without pain. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL weather and allergy report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time 12:25. Long lines ahead at many U.S. airports. Austin Airport spokesperson Bryce Duby has some advice, though.
There's going to be a lot more busy days really heading into the future, which is why we are encouraging folks to plan ahead, give themselves that extra time.
Air travelers at some airports are waiting hours to get past security checkpoints. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. United Airlines is in talks with Boeing to buy at least 100 new MAX jets. The airline is looking at the 737 MAX jets as part of a broader fleet revamp. Grocery orders in one Ohio city are being delivered via drone. There is a catch, though. You do have to live within 1 mile radius of Centerville, Ohio, the Kroger there, that is. The chain is marketing it as a way to get items like sunscreen while you might be at a nearby park or pool. Facebook wants to get into the wearable tech market. The company could unveil a new smartwatch similar to the Apple Watch by next summer. The company is also looking at developing augmented reality smart glasses. And your money at this moment, markets are all up. The Dow up just under half a point, sitting at 34,538. The S&P is up 22 points, and the NASDAQ is up 99 points. And coming up, we'll take a look at your drive.
The danger to property and first responders is real.
300 homes and cabins are evacuated near Mammoth Creek east of Cedar City this morning because of a wildfire.
These burns can flash in a moment.
And KSL is on 24/7 alert
to keep you updated.
Keeping an eye on the Benyon Creek fire burning west of Soldier Summit.
Rely on Utah's morning news between 5 and 9.
Tim and Amanda,
they're your morning companions for news on KSL News Radio.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Life for kids hasn't been exactly normal for a little more than a year now. KSL TV's Mike Hedrick tells us about a group of high schoolers who are stepping up during these difficult times.
A couple of teen employees at Harriman Bakery, ReWhip, stepped in to manage the shop when the owner got sick with COVID and then found himself in the ICU. The owner at one point had only 10% lung capacity.
That owner is reportedly back at home and doing well. He's expected to go back to work in the next couple of months. You love to hear stories like that, Ricky Meese. Turning now to traffic, a look at our noontime drive.
Well, we do have a couple of problems out there. A new crash. This is westbound I-80 on the exit ramp at 5600 West. Also a crash in West Valley City, 3500 South, 4800 West. And again, if you're going to be traveling between Utah and Carbon counties on Highway 6, a 9-mile stretch of road that is closed between the Emma Park Road Junction and the Highway 191 Junction in Helper. Again, there is a detour in place. It's going to take an extra 12 to 15 minutes to travel that detour, and no estimated time as to when the road will reopen. Step into $400 with University Credit Union. Use your new debit card, direct deposit, and switch over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Front coming in, and it's a very windy day, but the wind's shifting, and that's creating a much cooler day for us here along the Wasatch Front. Even though it'll remain windy, and red flag warning still out there, high temperature 76 and partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, it's a cool start, up to 82, lots of sunshine tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 66 degrees and mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. And good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos this week. KSL's top local story this hour. As several fires continue to burn in Utah, there's a dire warning from forecasters. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke reports.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are places in Utah where they have not seen conditions like this since the 1930s Dust Bowl era. They're warning of extremely dry fuel conditions that could lead to extreme fire behavior. Several fires continue to burn in Utah, including the East Canyon Mammoth Fire in the Dixie National Forest and the Bear Fire, which has now burned more than 5,000 acres. The fires have been fueled by strong winds, and although cooler temperatures are in the forecast for today, winds are still prompting red flag warnings. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
And speaking of fires, one is burning south of Moab this afternoon. It's been found to be human caused. The Pack Creek Fire was started by an unattended campfire, that is. Winds and dry vegetation make for perfect fire spreading opportunity. It's destroyed one structure and is threatening multiple others. Evacuations remain in place, as does a red flag warning. A break in the heat today, but the National Weather Service is warning people not to get too comfortable. Their meteorologists say we're going to go right back to record heat at the beginning of next week, with temperatures about 20 degrees hotter than normal.
Still another round of record heat as we stay dry, and also going to keep a little bit of the winds around, at least over western Utah, so that's going to keep fire danger high.
Meteorologist Monica Traphagen says early next week they're likely to hit triple digits in northern Utah and 110 in southern Utah, but she says we'll have less cloud cover, which will bring more the overnight temperatures down. Gusty winds moving in this afternoon are going to make lakes and reservoirs potentially dangerous for boaters. The National Weather Service is particularly pointing out the high waves that are likely on Bear Lake and Utah Lake. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Biden says the U.S. will purchase 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine and distribute them to nearly 100 countries in an effort to end the pandemic. Here's the president during that announcement.
We announced that we would donate 80 million doses of our own vaccine in-house now to supply the world by the end of June. Many of these doses are shipping to countries around the world as we speak, And today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
We'll have more of the president's remarks coming up in 10 minutes for our in-depth at 12:45. California is appealing a ruling from a federal judge that struck down the state's 30-year-old assault weapons ban. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In his ruling last week, federal judge Roger Benitez wrote that the AR-15 is like a Swiss Army knife, a perfect combination of home defense and homeland defense. Dr. Andrew Campbell is a trauma surgeon at San Francisco General Hospital.
To equate an assault weapon to pocket knife is totally wrong. There is no comparison.
Now California is appealing the ruling, calling it disturbing on several fronts, including Judge Benitez's unfounded claim in the ruling that the COVID vaccine has killed more people than mass shootings in California. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Other national stories KSL is following. The wife of the notorious Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo is pleading guilty today to charges that she helped run his cartel. ABC's Aaron Kantursky has more.
While her husband serves a life sentence, Emma Coronelis Spiro pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute heroin, cocaine, and other illicit drugs, and to conspiring to launder drug money. She was arrested in February and charged as Joaquin Guzman's accomplice. Her guilty plea comes with no obligation to cooperate with the ongoing investigation into the Sinaloa cartel or her husband's associates. Prosecutors said she helped run the cartel while El Chapo was in a Mexican prison and helped him escape. Asked whether she agreed prosecutors could prove it, Coronel answered, yes. Aaron Kitursky, ABC News, New York.
An Ogden man is suing two police detectives he accuses of violating his right to due process and unlawfully searching his home. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
In early June of 2019, someone robbed a Wells Fargo bank, getting away with $5,000. Kerry Moss says the night of the robbery, his dog started barking and he saw people with flashlights in his yard. He says then detectives started banging on his door, arrested him at gunpoint, and searched his house without a warrant. Moss claims there were significant differences between his appearance and the robbery suspect, but suggests his former wife may have tipped off the police chief of another city. He's asking for compensation for several things, including loss of income as a home inspector. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, how a BYU student is helping a young musician play the violin with one arm. And a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in West Valley, 3500 South at 4800 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Started catching Dave and Dujanovic.
The Salt Lake City Police Department. It is in the midst of a massive officer exodus.
Can you imagine increasing cops' pay by 100%?
Bold idea.
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
A Cadillac isn't a car. It's an experience. It's not a ride. It's a ride. You don't drive a Cadillac from point A to point B. You drive it from point mundane to point extraordinary. For luxury quality selection and service, visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
Mr. Mac's Father's Day specials are back. Save store-wide on men's suits, shirts, ties, and more. And a reminder, a Mr. Mac gift card always fits. See them at one of their 9 Mr. Mac locations.
KSL News Time, 12:38. Recapping our top local story this hour, a dire warning about Utah's drought as more and more wildfires continue to pop up. The National Interagency Fire Center says there are places in Utah with conditions similar to those during the 1930s Dust Bowl. A 10-year-old musician is getting a little help from a BYU student to help her play the violin with one arm. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
10-year-old Adia Cardona uses a prosthetic on her right arm, but it doesn't quite cut it when she plays the violin. Her bow slides around on the strings when she's trying to play. So her teacher reached out to BYU Engineering Department to see if they could find a solution. Mechanical engineering student Joshua Vanderpool came up with just a simple fix. He attached a vertical piece that Adia can put on her violin herself to keep the bow in place. In a video from BYU, she explains what happened at a recent recital.
When I practiced today and yesterday, I could put it on. I just thought, wow, it's easy.
That little device costs less than $10. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
And this keeps happening. Another gender reveal party caused a small wildfire. Authorities in Alberta, Canada, say a family set off an explosive device that was supposed to release either blue or pink powder, but it burned about an acre of grass till the firefighters put out the flames. Yeah, but what was the gender? That's what I need to know. A woman in South Africa now holds a world record after giving birth to 10 babies. The decuplets? 7 boys and 3 girls are all healthy, but will stay in the hospital for weeks before going home with mom and dad. The 37-year-old mom says she was expecting 8 babies and was shocked when she gave birth to 10. She broke a previous record after a woman in Morocco gave birth to 9 babies last month. A check now of your noontime drive. Ricky, 10 babies?
I don't think so. How is that humanly possible? I just don't think I want to know.
I'm at my limit at 2.
Well, for those who are going to be traveling the Valley freeways, we have one accident. It's westbound I-80 on the exit ramp at 5600 West. The rest of the Valley freeways, including I-15 between Ogden and Provo, both directions, looking good at this time. We still have the cleanup of the crash, 3500 South in West Valley at 4800 West. And again, a reminder, Highway 6 closed in both directions for about a 9-mile stretch. There is a detour in place between Emma Park Road and the Highway 191 Junction, but you will need to add extra travel time if you have to travel that stretch. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a look at your windy and potentially hot forecast with Grant Wayman.
Still a windy day, partly cloudy out there. Temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. That's going to be it today. It's a big cool down. Tomorrow, mostly sunny after a very cool start. We're up to 82. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 66 degrees. We reach those hundreds by early next week. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, more from President Biden on a huge donation of vaccines to some of the world's poorer nations. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
IVC has been the leading interventional and vascular vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Have you been slowing down over the last few years, unable to walk or run as far as you used to? Do you sometimes experience a burning or aching sensation in your thighs or calves when you exercise? At IVC, they hear the same story every day. Often, the antagonist in the story is poor vascular health. Good circulation is essential to your overall health. If your blood can't efficiently deliver oxygen and nutrients to your legs via your arteries or back to your heart via your veins, then your legs will cry out in pain, effectively stopping you in your tracks. But good news, the doctors at IVC are the experts in vascular health. They can pinpoint the cause of your pain and fix it with cutting-edge, minimally invasive procedures. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. Why wait even one more day? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today to set up a free screening.
IVC, life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail. Prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
The University of Utah has an exciting new research study for moms and daughters. The MEND 2 lab is looking at the ways that moms and daughters' moods and behaviors affect each other. Healthy teen girls between the ages of 11 and 16 and their biological moms can volunteer. Mothers and daughters are compensated for their time. For more information, please call or text 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039. They can provide more details about the different parts of the study, or you can find out more at the MEND2 Lab website. You or your daughter may be asked to complete interviews, surveys, cognitive tests, or an MRI exam. You have the right to opt out of the study at any time. Spread the word to friends and family who may be interested. Again, please call or text. That's 385-313-0039.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the National Interagency Fire Center says we have not seen fuel conditions like this in Utah since the 1930s Dust Bowl era. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Second, it could be a dangerous day to be out on Utah or Bear Lake. The National Weather Service says gusty winds today will make lakes and reservoirs potentially dangerous for boaters. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We still have an accident being cleared in West Valley, 3500 South, 4800 West, and a crash westbound I-80 on the exit ramp at 5600 West. Not causing any kind of major backups, but something to watch for. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's another windy day, but a lot cooler. Only 76. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden on the global stage in England, meeting with UK's prime minister ahead of the G7 summit. The president and Britain's leader also updating the Atlantic Charter. Goals to address COVID, climate change, and cyber attacks. The FDA approved an extension today on expiration dates for unused Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines. The shelf life of 3 months is now 4.5 months. Health regulators say the vaccines, when refrigerated, remain stable in studies. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying today about the January 6th attack, saying agents sent several warnings to U.S. Capitol Police about what was expected leading up to the day of the siege. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden today announcing the U.S. will purchase 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine and donate them to poorer nations. Here's the president during the announcement last hour during his visit to England.
With America's vaccine supply secured, and with confidence we have enough vaccines to cover every American who wants one, we announced that we would donate 80 million doses of our own vaccine in-house now to supply the world by the end of June. Many of these doses are shipping to countries around the world as we speak. And today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic. In my direction, the United States will purchase an additional 500 million doses from Pfizer vaccine, that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle income countries. They will be the beneficiaries. Let me say that again. The United States will purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to nearly 100 nations that are in dire need in the fight against this pandemic. That's a historic step, the largest single purchase and donation of COVID-19 vaccines by any single country ever. Importantly, this is the mRNA vaccine, which has proven to be extremely effective against COVID-19 and every known variant of that virus thus far. These 500 million vaccines will start to be shipped in August, as quickly as they roll off the manufacturing line. 200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021, and 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic. That's it. Period.
And we'll continue to monitor the president's first foreign visit here on KSL News Radio. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. Turning now to traffic with a look at your noontime drive, Ricky Meese.
Well, again, we want to just make drivers aware Highway 6 is closed in both directions between Utah and Carbon counties. There is a detour in place so you can still get through. But if you can delay your travel time, you may want to consider doing so. If you do have to travel Highway 6, the detour goes between Emma Park Road and the Highway 191 Junction. It's about 8 extra miles and 10 to 15 minutes of extra travel time through that stretch. Now, for those who are in the Salt Lake County area, we still have a couple of crashes being cleared. One at 4800 West, 3500 South in West Valley, and then a crash westbound I-80 at 5600 West. Look for that on the exit ramp. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatment. 11 locations, MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has the 7-day forecast.
Partly cloudy, cooler today with a high of 76, a chilly start tomorrow morning, and then sunshine tomorrow afternoon with a high of 82, sunshine 92 on Saturday, and then the heat is back on. Sunday 98 and lots of sunshine, 100 on Monday, mostly sunny skies, 101 Tuesday and sunshine, and then 100 again Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And enjoy it. Right now, it's 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, a check of your money news.
Incredible savings on all Bernina machines at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George.
Don't miss our summer sale, now until June 15th.
It's time to get a new Bernina machine and see the difference.
Save big on select Bernina machines. $500 off the Bernina 5 Series. Take $700 off the 7 Series. And an $800 discount on the Bernina Top of the Line 8 Series.
60 months, no interest on certain models.
Plus 50% off all suitcases.
Burnett Swiss Design Machine started only $199.
Check out our limited number of school machine buybacks. They won't last long. Fully reconditioned with a 2-year warranty.
This sale is for you. Whether it's for your mom, sister, daughter, or the new graduate, the perfect gift for her is at Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo.
At Dave's Bernina.
Remember, all new Berninas come with a 5-year warranty and free classes.
My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a local financial services firm that empowers our clients. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We will help you with investment management, insurance, tax planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. There is no reason financial matters need to be confusing, and there is certainly no better time than now. As an example, does your financial advisor educate and empower you, or just sell you? Is your financial advisor hard to get a hold of, and do they call you back promptly? Do you need to call a 1-800 number and speak to a representative who needs to look at notes just to get to know you? Does your current financial advisor use confusing language that leads to more questions than answers? If so, there is a better way. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple.com. Plumbing troubles all gone.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Millions retire online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time 12:55. We're now getting into what will be crazy wedding season. ABC's Sherry Preston explains.
This might be the song of the summer and the fall and the winter. With more COVID shots in arms and restrictions relaxing, couples who had to put their weddings on hold last year are now fueling a wedding boom.
We are seeing about a 25 to 40% increase in weddings this year.
That's Kelly Cook at David's Bridal. She says finding a spot to get married is getting tough.
We do business at David's Bridal with about 5,000 venues across the United States. 90% of them are booked up on every Saturday between April and October right now.
So with Saturdays pretty much out all over the place, couples are going with different days.
They're getting married on Friday night. They're telling their families, take Monday off. We're doing a Sunday night wedding.
Kelly says she's in the same boat as a lot of families.
One of my triplets just proposed to his girlfriend. They're getting married on a Friday night in December.
And hashtag Friday wedding already picking up on Instagram for what it's worth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And we're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. CVS now has a handful of Minute Clinics open in Utah. It's a walk-in clinic, kind of like an Instacare, and you can find one in West Jordan, West Valley, Sandy, Ogden, Roy, and Highland. Facebook is making it easier for employees to keep working from home indefinitely. The company is encouraging people to apply for basically permanent work-from-home status if their position allows. Dating app Tinder is adding a new feature to make things a little less awkward. An upgrade will allow users to block contacts already in their phone from showing up in the app. That means no more potential for seeing family members or exes while swiping left or right. And your money at this moment, the market's all up. The Dow up just slightly, 86 points, sitting at 34,533. The S&P up 22. The NASDAQ up 110 points. One man in Pennsylvania is causing a stir in his neighborhood because of his 10 pet alligators. They all live together in a home. It's not illegal, says Police Sergeant Thomas Dessel, who says neighbors have complained.
Their concern is that they're going to get out and attack maybe wildlife, a person.
Which are legitimate concerns.
The largest of the gators is 6 feet long. Dessel also says the man isn't breaking any city ordinances. Authorities checked out the home and found no violations.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.